刚刚听我们教会的青年人唱诗的时候
，When I heard their singing，
我就想到，
I record.
I think we need another stand. 什么叫做震撼？Right, moving. Right. 什么叫做热忱？
What it means by enthusiasm?
热情洋溢。
It means full of passion.
这个叫做青春。
And this is what it means by youth.
但是感人的事情不是因为他们年轻人啊。
But what touches us 不是他们。It's not because just because they are young.
是他们将他们对他们的主的爱的回应。
What touches us most is their response to the love of the Lord.
你们是不是深受同感呢？
Do you agree with me?
今天是复活节。
Today is the day of Easter.
那对基督徒来讲呢，复活节所庆祝的就是主耶稣基督的死里复活。
For Christians, what we are celebrating, is the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
他战胜了死亡。
He has overcome death.
他战胜了罪恶的捆绑。
He has overcome the bondage of sin.
主耶稣基督的死里复活。在人类的历史上面来说
，that Jesus Christ was risen from death in human history。
首先是绝无仅有的
，this is an unprecedented event。
可是也是举足轻重的
，but it's also a very important event。
可以说是扭转了整个人类历史的一个关键。
This event turns around the entire human history.
我们今天见面的时候，我们是不是彼此问安说复活节快乐？
Today, when we see each other, do we say to each other, Happy Easter?
你们有没有彼此说复活节快乐？
Have you ever said to each other, Happy Easter?
复活节为什么快乐？
Why is that?This should be a joyous day.
因为我们庆祝主耶稣基督的复活。
Because we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
我们心里面充满了就是喜乐和盼望。
Our hearts are filled with joy and hope.
因为爱我们、拯救我们的主是一位复活的主。
Because the Lord who loves us, who saved us, is also a Lord of.Is also a resurrected Lord.
我们一起转过来跟你旁边的邻居说，主复活了。
So could you see to your, say to your, to the one next to you, Happy Easter.
你们说耶稣复活了。
Jesus, was risen.Is resurrected.
我们来看一段经文，在这个复活节的早晨，我们来看一段经文，在约翰福音第二十章。
Let's read a Bible passage, John chapter 20.
约翰福音第二十章，我们将阅读第一到第八节，然后读第十到第二十节。
Verses 1 to 8, and then verses 10 to 20.
这一段经文是圣经里面一个非常非常美丽的一个描述。
This passage provides us with a very beautiful description of events.
这里面所描述的在复活节，在主耶稣复活的那一天的早上所发生的事情。
What is being described in this passage is what was happening on the day when Jesus Christ resurrected.
这个描述是非常的鲜明的。
This passage gives us a very vivid description.
是富于色彩，富有色彩的。
And a very colorful description.
而且是有许多丰富的情感的。
And also, this passage is full of emotions.
约翰福音第二十章第一到第八节，第十到第二十节。
John chapter 20, verses 1-8.
七日的第一清早，天还黑的时候，抹大拉的玛利亚来到坟墓那里，看见石头从坟墓挪开了，就跑来见西门彼得和耶稣所爱的那个门徒，就是约翰，对他们说，有人把主从坟墓里挪去了，我们不知道放在哪里。彼得和那个门徒就出来往坟墓那里去，两个人同跑，那门徒比彼得跑得更快，先到了坟墓，低头往里一看，就看见细麻布还放在那里，只是没有进去。西门彼得随后也到了，进坟墓里去，就看见细麻布还放在那里，又看见耶稣的裹头巾没有和细麻布放在一处，是另在一处卷着。先到坟墓的那门徒也进去看见，就信了。第十节，于是两个门徒回自己的住处去了，玛利亚却站在坟墓外面哭，哭的时候低头往坟墓里看，就看见两个天使穿着白衣，在安放耶稣身体的地方坐着，一个在头，一个在脚。天使对他说，妇人，你为什么哭？他说，因为有人把我主挪去了，我不知道放在哪里。说了这话，就转过身来，看见耶稣站在那里，却不知道是耶稣。耶稣问他说，妇人，为什么哭呢？你找谁呢？玛利亚以为那是看园的，就对他说，先生，若是你把他移去了，请告诉我，你把他放在哪里，我便去取他。耶稣说，玛利亚。玛利亚就转过来，用希伯来话对他说，拉波尼，就是夫子的意思。耶稣说，不要摸我，因为我还没有升上去见我的父。你往我兄弟那里去，告诉他们说，我要升上去见我的父，也是你们的父，见我的神，也是你们的神。抹大拉的玛利亚就去告诉门徒说，我已经看见了主。他又将主对他说的这话告诉他。那日，也就是七日的晚上，第七日的第一日的晚上，门徒所在的地方因为怕犹太人，门都关了。耶稣来站在当中，对他们说，愿你们平安。说了这话，就把手和肋旁指给他们看。门徒看见主，就喜乐了。
John chapter 20. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went over to the tomb and saw that the.
我读好，对不起。Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, who was John, and said, They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him. So Peter and the other disciple started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter, who was behind him, arrived and went into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, and went in, and as well as the burial cloth that had been around Jesus' head. The cloth was folded up by itself, separated from the linen. Finally, the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went inside. He saw and believed. Verse 10. Then the disciples went back to their homes, but Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, Woman, why are you crying? They have taken my Lord away, she said, and I don't know where they have put him. At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that it was Jesus. Women, he said, why are you crying? Who is it that you're looking for? Thinking he was the gardener, she said, Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him. Jesus said to her, Mary. She turned towards him and cried out in Aramaic, Rabboni, which means teacher. Jesus said, Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet returned to the Father. Go instead to my brother and tell him, I am returning to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with this news. I have seen the Lord. And she told them that what he had said these things to her. On the evening of the first day of the week, when the disciples were together, with the doors locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood with them and said, Peace be with you. After he said this, he showed them his hands and side, and the disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. There are two things that I want to... 这里面有两点, 今天我想跟弟兄姐妹们一起来交通的。
There are two things I would like to share with brothers and sisters.
约翰福音里面这里所记载的是一段叙述空坟墓的故事。
What is being described in this Bible passage is about an empty tomb.
这个空坟墓所代表的 就是主耶稣基督复活的荣耀。
This empty tomb represents the glory of the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
我们从两方面可以看见这复活的荣耀。
We can approach this issue from two perspectives.
第一方面就是在这一段的记载里面, 我们看见了一些非常非常鲜明的对比。
The first one I would like to share with you is a sharp contrast. Which appears in this passage.
这个鲜明的对比衬托出了主复活的荣耀。
And this set of a sharp contrast highlight the glory of Jesus Christ.
玛利亚在天未亮的时候到坟墓里面要去跟她所爱的主相处。
Mary, when it was still dark, she went to the tomb because she wanted to be together with her beloved Lord.
天是暗的,
it was still dark.
她的心里面是忧伤的,
and her heart was full of grief.
可是当她到了这个已经是空的坟墓的时候,
However, when she arrived at the tomb, which is already empty,
她所看见的是一个黑暗的坟墓已经有光芒照亮的一个情景。
What she actually saw is an empty tomb with light.
在里面的两个天使,
there were two angels inside.
在马太福音里面形容这个天使 面貌如同闪电, 衣着如同白雪。
In Matthew described that these two angels, they are shining in their face, and they wore a white cloth.
你想想看, 玛利亚从一个幽暗的环境里面,
So you can imagine that Mary, from a dark an environment characterized by darkness.
进入到了一个光明的环境。
Now she entered to an environment full of light.
她原本到这个坟墓去的时候, 心里面是忧伤的。
Initially, she was very sorry, full of sorrow when she went to see the tomb.
因为她所爱的主在两天之前被人钉死在十字架上埋葬了。
Because her beloved Lord was nailed to the cross and was buried there 2 days ago.
当她一开始看到这个坟墓是空的时候，她心里面是忧伤焦急的。
When she set her eyes on the empty tomb, her heart was filled with anxiety and grief.
因为她以为有人把她所爱的主的身体拿走了。
Because she thought that somebody took away the body of her beloved Lord.
可是我们之后看见主耶稣基督亲自向她显现。
But then at the later part of the passage, we see that Jesus Christ appeared to her.
这位她所爱的已经复活的主向她显现。
This Lord, whom she loved so much and who has resurrected, appeared to her.
亲切的温柔的叫了她的名字。
And gently and full of love, called her name, Mary.
你想想看，当他发现了他的主是复活的主的时候。
So, you can place yourself in her situation when she discovered, her beloved Lord, has already resurrected.
他的心中是何等的雀跃。
So, how happy she would be at that time?
何等的惊奇。
How is that? She's so full of surprise.
因为这个坟墓是空的。
Because the empty is the tomb is empty.
因为主是复活的。
Because her Lord was risen.
我们看见一个人是从一个黑暗的情景之中进入到光明的情景之中。
So we have the scene of somebody coming from darkness into light.
他从一个忧伤的情景之中变成一个欢喜的情景之中。
From a state of grief to a state of joy.
坟墓是代表死亡的。
A tomb represents death.
但是当这个死人从坟墓中走出来的时候，所代表的是生命。
But when a dead man comes out of a tomb, that represents life.
这个空坟墓的叙述也告诉我们，
The description of this empty tomb also tells us
没有主耶稣的情形是怎么样？
What would it be without Jesus Christ?
就是死亡，就是黑暗，就是忧伤。
That would be death, that would be darkness, and that would be grief.
但是当有了主耶稣基督的时候，
But whenever the instant one has Jesus Christ,
这个人就进入了光明，就拥有了喜乐，就可以得到生命。
Then this person enters light, has hope and has life.
在主耶稣基督复活的那个主日早晨，
On the very day when Jesus Christ was risen,
不只是因为他复活了，神得到荣耀。
Not only he received the glory.
就连当天所发生的一切事情，都在神的旨意当中向我们指示了一件事情。
But also all the happenings on that day in God's will points us in one direction.
就是主耶稣基督复活的荣耀，就在于一个人的生命能够得到转变。
That is the glory of Jesus Christ, the resurrection of Jesus Christ lies in the fact that one's life can change.
是截然的转变。
And this is a drastic change.
是完全的转变。
It's a complete change.
那在这里面的这段经文的第二点，我们可以看见什么呢？
The second point I would like to share with you is
就是主复活的荣耀，可以在这些因为经历到空坟墓的这个经验的人，他们生命的转变而看见。The
glory of the resurrection of Jesus Christ can be seen in the change of the life who responds to Lord's resurrection.
这些人他们的生命是怎么样子受到了影响，怎么样转变了？
These people's lives, they are transformed by this event.
我们在这里面看到三方面，第一就是他们有了信心。Number
one, there are three points on this. Number one, they have faith.
他们信靠主。They
trust the Lord.
第二，他们有了爱心。Second,
they now have love.
他们爱慕主。
They love and adore their Lord.
第三是喜乐。
Thirdly is joy.
是洋溢于表的一种满心的欢喜。
And this joy is fully expressed outside.
在第八节里面，我们看见主的门徒进到了这个空坟墓。
The disciples of Jesus Christ entered the empty tomb.
他看见这个空坟墓，圣经上告诉他就信了。
They saw the empty tomb and then they believed.
他信什么？
What did he believe?
他就信了主耶稣就是神的儿子。
They believed that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
他是世人的救主。
He is the savior of human beings.
他是神为我们解决罪的代价的一个羔羊。
He is the empty lamp and with which God solved our problems of having sinned.
他是那位曾经预言说我会受死，但是第三日从死里复活的那位永生的主。
He is the one who once predicted that he would be put to death and then be risen from the dead.
弟兄姐妹，亲爱的朋友。
Brothers and sisters and dear friends.
这样子的信心不是一个人的信心。
This kind of faith is not a human faith.
这样子的信心是圣灵感动了我们，开了我们属灵的眼睛，才能够认定的一种信心。
This kind of faith can happen only because of the that Holy Spirit moves us.
这种信心是超自然的信心。
And this kind of faith is supernatural.
是神给的信心。
Is God-given faith.
但是也是真实的信心。
But it's also true faith.
在第十六节里面，我们看到玛利亚。
In verse 16, we see Mary.
我们看见她对主耶稣基督的爱。
We see her love for Jesus Christ.
当主耶稣基督叫了他的名字。
When Jesus called her name.
当主耶稣说玛利亚。
When Jesus said to her, Mary.
玛利亚对主的这个回应。
The response of Mary to the Lord.
是他之前与主之间一个很亲密关系的一种称呼。
Was a kind of term of endearment that she used to call her Lord.
中文说拉布尼就是夫子。
In Chinese is translated as 夫子 or teacher.
事实上就是主的意思。
Actually, it means the Lord.
我亲爱的老师。
My dear teacher.
我亲爱的主。
My dear Lord.
你知道当玛丽为什么圣经上面特别说她用希伯来话讲这句
？Why is that the Bible specifies that she spoke this word in Hebrew？
你知道玛丽亚当她以为耶稣是园丁的时候
You know, when Mary thought, at first thought, Jesus was the gardener.
很有可能她开始讲的话是当时所谓的官话。
Very likely that she used the so-called official language at that time.
对，就是所谓当时他们的盛行的一种语言，可能是希腊文。
The language used commonly at that time.
很正式，可是也很陌生。
Very formal and also very detached.
先生，如果你把我的主的身体拿走，请你告诉我他在哪里，使我可以去取他。
Sir, if you have taken away the body of my Lord, would you please tell me so that I can take him back?
可是当他知道了这是他的主的时候。
But once she realized that this was actually her Lord,
他的整个人改变了，他的整个感情就流露了。
Her whole being changes.
他不自禁的讲出来的就是什么
？And so, without knowing it, she said she spoke in.
他讲的是他的家乡话。
In the language, in her native language.
他讲的话是家里人的话。
the language that she would use to her family members.
她不是正式的跟主在交流，她是用她的心，用她的爱在跟主说话。
At this time, she was not communicating with her Lord in a formal setting. Rather, she is very intimate toward her Lord.
而且这种爱，弟兄姐妹。
And brothers and sisters, this kind of love.
不是好像一个纪念一个自己爱的人，但是过世已经死去了人纪念他的那种爱。
It's not the kind of love that one would have when one remembers someone being loved but died already.
这个爱是永恒的爱。
This love is rather an eternal love.
因为他所爱的这个对象已经复活了，已经不再会死亡了。
Because the object of her love is already risen from the dead and will no longer die.
这种爱是大于世界上所有一切其他的爱。
This kind of love is much greater than any kind of other love in the world.
是无止境，是满足的爱。
This kind of love is infinite, is a satisfying love.
这不是属于这个世界的爱。
And this kind of love does not belong to this world.
超乎于这个世界的爱。
This kind of love is above and beyond this world.
最后我们看见因着主耶稣基督复活，这个坟墓是空的。
Finally, we see because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the tomb is empty.
在第二十节里面我们看到
In verse 20,
主向门徒显现。
The Lord appeared to his disciples.
圣经讲的轻描淡写就喜乐了。
The Bible, the description in the Bible seems to be very casual. It uses only one short sentence. They saw the Lord and they were overjoyed.
英文有翻译 overjoyed, 也有翻译 they were glad.
So some English translations are overjoyed. Some other translations are glad.
和合本说喜乐了。新译本就说他们就欢喜了。
Yeah, so New Chinese translation version is 他们就欢喜了。
弟兄姐妹，你知道第八节的那个信
？Brothers and sisters, the faith that appears in verse 8.
第二十节里面的喜乐
，the joy that appears in verse 20.
这两个字都是动词。
In the original, these two words are verbs.
这里面所讲到的不是只是一种心态。
So, here what is being described is not just a mental state.
这里面所讲到的是一种表现。
What is being described here is an expression.
门徒们看见复活的主耶稣，他们就喜乐了。
When disciples saw resurrected Jesus Christ, they then became joyful.
你知道这个所描述的不是像我们现在很含蓄的，我非常的喜乐。
So what is being described here is not just confined to the abstract.The intangible.
在我心底深处，我非常的喜乐。
I am very glad, in the bottom, at the bottom of my heart.
这哪里有在动啊
？So, we don't see any dynamic movements involved in this sentence.
这种喜乐是我们包不住的喜乐。
But this kind of love, the love we are now talking about, is a kind of love that cannot be contained.
这种喜乐是有表现的喜乐。
This kind of love always finds expression in outward movements.
这种喜乐是他们也许没有站起来手足舞蹈。
Maybe they didn't stand up jumping and dancing.
可是很肯定的是非常的满足， 脸带笑容的，很高兴的来迎接他们的主。
But we know for sure that they must have been very extremely happy.
他真是我们的主。
He is really the Lord.
他真是复活了。
He really has a reason.
我太高兴了。
I am so happy.
我的表情就说我高兴。
So my facial expression would reveal that.
我讲出来的话就是代表我高兴。
What I speak also represents how happy I am within my heart.
这是从内心深处最深处的一种喜乐的表现。
This is an outward expression of a joy which is in the innermost part of the heart.
弟兄姐妹，我们属于神的儿女。
Brothers and sisters, we belong to the Lord.
我们有多少的机会可以去跟别人说，我的主耶稣基督复活了？
How many opportunities have we ever had to say to other people that my Lord has risen?
而我讲的时候是满心的雀跃，喜乐洋溢于表情的这种。
And also when I say that, am full of joy, inwardly and outwardly.
你有喜乐吗？
Do you have happiness?
主耶稣基督复活了。
Lord Jesus Christ has risen.
他是我的主，是我爱的主。
He is the Lord. He is the Lord I love.
也是爱我的主。
He is also the Lord who loves me.
他复活了。
He is risen.
你们跟你们邻居说，耶稣复活了。
Tell to the one next to you, Jesus
Christ 爱我的主复活了。你看，这次比第一次讲的比较有感情了，是不是？感谢主。
So praise the Lord, thanks be to the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
如果主耶稣基督为我们的罪受死埋葬，可是没有复活的话，
If Jesus Christ died for us, was buried, but had not been risen from the dead.
今天如果我们去看耶稣的墓，耶稣就在里面。
If today we went to see to the tomb of Jesus Christ, and we found that he was lying there.
那你知道，如今你我世界上所有一切的人，
then you would know that now you and I and all the people in the world
还是处于苦难、束缚、羞辱、罪恶、邪恶、黑暗和死亡当中。
Would still be in a state characterized by suffering. 我在哪里？我要看中文。Characterized by suffering, bondage, shame, guilt, evil, darkness, sins, and death.
但是今天，因为主耶稣基督复活了。
But today, because Jesus Christ has risen.
因为这个坟墓是空着的。
Because he has resurrected, and because the tomb is empty.
所以今天拥有主耶稣基督的人。
So those who are who today have Jesus Christ.
就是得到盼望、医治、荣耀、美善、自由、光明和生命的人。
Then they also have hope.Healing, glory, redemption, goodness, freedom, light, and life.
这是我们的见证。
This is our testimony.
这也是我们的经历。
This is also our experience.
这是我们生命的流露。
This is the outflowing of our life.
弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
愿我们属于神的儿女。
May those of us who belong to God,
真正能够有那个真诚无伪的信心，
really has a kind of genuine and fearless faith.
能够有热情洋溢的爱心，
has a passion or zeal to love other people and God.
然后能够有这个深入肺腑，但是完全又流露于表的这种喜乐，
has a genuinely felt a joy that is also expressed outwardly.
今天我们有六位姐妹要在此地跟我们分享主耶稣的复活的生命带给他们什么样的改变。
Today there will be six sisters who will share with us the joy that the resurrection of Jesus Christ has brought them.
我们在主复活的这一天，我们一起与他们庆祝。
Today, on this very day when our Lord Jesus Christ is resurrected, we celebrate with them.
我们一起与他们感恩。
We offer our thanks to the Lord with them.
我们一起将荣耀归于主。
And together with them, we give glory to the Lord.
我将下面的时间交给我们今天受洗的姊妹姐妹们。
I'm going to give the following time to those six sisters.